listener.
KickPod acknowledges the traditional owners and custodians of the land in which we're recording this podcast, the Yulukit Woolen clan of the Boonwurrung, who are part of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to our elders, past and present, and extend our respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Welcome to the KickPod, your D&M on the stuff that matters,
but also the stuff that doesn't. One, two, three, four. Hello, everyone. Oh, I just gave Sammy a fright.
Hello.
I don't know where my brain was there.
Yeah, what were you thinking of? What were you thinking of?
My special share, I think. You'll just have to wait and see.
Amazing. Mm. Well, I'm very excited for that. I mean, I'm excited for the episode. What do you mean? No, I'm excited for that. I'm excited for this episode.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously always excited to speak.
Yeah, you'd hope so.
To you guys. Mm. Before we get into the episode, we have got a DM from a community member that we wanted to read out.
Yeah.
It is so special to receive your DMs, guys, and hearing like where you listen to the podcast, maybe if it's helped you, how it has, if you've used Kick and whatever it might be, it just seriously warms our hearts.
100%.
So this one is from Anika. I have recently downloaded Kick and I'm working out a lot more frequently and loving it. Love that. Ever since using Kick, my golden retriever, Nash, oh my goodness, and Lindsay has actually printed out a picture of this gorgeous golden retriever. So cute. You know what we need to do? Let's put this on our story on the day this episode comes out.
Yeah, so cute. You can
Nash
see him.
Nash is more just a baby. So cute. Well, he's probably old, but just a baby. Nash sits, so ever since using Kick, Nash, my golden retriever, sits next to me through all my workouts and loves watching my pain during Kick's core challenge. Yes, I feel you. Mm-hmm. Just thought I would share how much we're both getting out of Kick. Lots of love.
That's so cute.
That is very sweet.
Also so well behaved if he just chills there next to her.
Yeah.
You know, we get a lot of like photos and videos of community members trying to do their workouts and their dogs jumping all over them or licking their face.
It's annoying, isn't it? That's what Ben does to me. Ben is our youngest dog. He's like 2.5 now, so he's not a puppy anymore, but he still acts like a baby. And when I'm doing my workouts, he will climb on me, but then he stops about like 5 minutes in. But then he just has he like connects his paw with me at all times. Like he has to be touching and it's kind of really cute. Anyway, so thank you for sending that in. Also, a shout out to everyone who is attending our Kick Run in Real Life meetups all around the world. The countries, the UK, New Zealand and Australia, or cities. There's
London.
Cities too. Yeah.
London, Auckland.
Anyway,
a bunch in Australia.
Exactly. So we'll put the link in the show notes if you want to come and join one of our Kick Run meetups.
Yeah.
Saturdays, 7 a.m., running for 8 weeks. Don't need to be a serious runner to join. That is the point of it. And there's always coffee afterwards if you want to grab one. They always stop at a coffee shop or finish at a coffee shop. So if you want to grab a coffee together, chat, you can. It's awesome.
It's been so nice to see you guys making friends and connect with each other. So please share your photos in our Kick Facebook group as well and tell us how you're loving.
This is something we've wanted to talk about for a very long time and it has now become something that has been all over the news with the recent death of Ballarat woman Samantha Murphy, who went for a run in Feb and never made it home, which is just devastating. Mm. So to start off with, we wanted to share this audio from a TikTok, which has it's like one of those videos that's like, I love running, so X, but it talks about safety in running for women.
I'm a woman who likes to run. Of course, I carry at least one weapon with me when I leave the house. I'm a woman who likes to run. Of course, I send my live location to at least one person when I go out running and let them know my exact route. So if I go off course, they can call the police. I'm a woman who likes to run. Of course, I don't listen to my music on full volume because I have to be fully aware of my surroundings at all times. I'm a woman who likes to run. Of course, I can't run at night by myself because anything that happened to me would then automatically be my own fault. I'm a woman who likes to run. Of course, I have to regularly change my schedule and running routes to lower my risk of being stalked. I'm a woman who likes to run. Of course, I think of all the women who have lost their lives doing something they love, something they should have been safe doing, but they weren't. I'm a woman who loves to run. Of course, I fear for my own safety when I run and feel overwhelmingly grateful every time I return home safely. I'm a woman who likes to run.
It's just horrible. It's just horrible because I think when I first came across this video, there was so much in it that I was like, this fucking sucks, because there was so much that I related to in those feelings. I mean, obviously there was also there's some great tips in there as well for if you are an anxious runner and like you're worried about it, like things like sharing your location or the running route you're going to go on and telling people about it and in real time as well is a great way. But it's just shit to have to think about that.
It is shit, isn't it? And I think too, for anyone that if you do live in a quieter area, it obviously, it does feel scarier if you're running super early or super late. Like I remember when it was so interesting. We're in London at the park doing our kick run meetup, and it was like 6:30 or something at Battersea Park. It was dark.
Yeah.
And there was not one woman who was running by herself. There were so many men running, you know, as they can at the park. It was pitch black around the track. Like probably every minute at least a man would pass me, and not once did a female running on her own pass me.
Yeah.
And so what that means is like there were heaps of women running all together with Kik, which was amazing, but the safety was only felt to be safe in a group. And it sucks, but it is something that it's one of those things that like while it sucks, it is important to make sure you're safe. And I think the tip around not running the same route every time, like because the thing is if you go out at just say 5 a.m. every day, you run exactly the same route. If someone does see you, it means that they know exactly what you're doing and where you're going at what time. Mm-hmm. And that's where that risk comes in. So I think that's really good advice. And I think too, sharing your location or even when you do leave for a run, like I'll tell Dalton where I'm going to go so he knows and how long I'm going to go for. Mm. So then if I'm not back in that time, you know, if something had happened, exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah. It reminds me as well. Like I there was one point for me where I was walking daily was my meditation, it was my thing. And I had this route that I absolutely loved to go on at my old place where I used to live. And there was one day that kind of changed everything for me because I hadn't thought of that fact of like changing up your routes and stuff like that. And I often walked in the daytime, so I don't think I ever necessarily felt and I lived kind of near busy roads. The whole route wasn't busy, mind you, but I just didn't think about it, to be honest. I think I was a little bit naive to it. But what happened was I was walking, and this is the strange part about it, is the scariest part was on the main road when it happened. And this made me rethink like, oh, maybe it doesn't just happen on, you know, in quiet streets and stuff like that. But I was walking along a main road and this car like drastically slowed down in the lane. And it was a 4-lane main road, slowed down as it passed me. And it was this white, I can remember the van like it was yesterday, this white old kind of what's it called? Not a wagon van, like a wagon with like there was curtains in the windows in the back, like super fucking creepy. Anyway, and this guy had his windows down and he was old and just super creepy looking. He stared me down like in my eyes as he passed me. And again, this road you're meant to be going like 70 kilometers per hour and he'd slowed right down to like 40. The person behind him like tooted him because he was like, what are you doing? Anyway, in that moment, I literally just, and this is actually something that I do whenever I feel unsafe, which again, so shit that I do this. I either instantly call Josh and just have him on the phone and I'm just like, can you just stay on the phone? Or I'll just have 000 like literally on my phone ready to press call when I feel like I need to. But on this particular day, I called Josh and I was like, can you just stay on the phone? Just something weird's happening.
Was
like,
he home?
He was at home.
Okay.
And he was like, yeah, okay, are you all right? And I was like, yeah, fine. Just someone randomly slowed down. I just want you to stay on the phone for 2 minutes. I'm glad I called him because what then happened, I looked over my shoulder. This van then did a U-turn. Again, this is like a 4-lane main road. So it was actually illegal what he was doing anyway because there was traffic and ongoing traffic and stuff. And then drove down the street again, did it again, another U-turn, and came and passed me again, slowed right down and stared right at me as he did it. And I was like, okay, yep, I would really love you to come and like just be with me because my route then from then to get home was to go down like just a side street, which I was like, I don't want to go down this side street right now. Like this guy's really creeping me out.
Of course you don't want them to know where you live.
100%. And so anyway, the guy did it a number of times, like or four times. By this point, I'm like crying and like not wanting to make eye contact with him and like shit scared. Josh calls me. This guy, instead of doing a U-turn because one time it wasn't available, he went down a different side street to then be able to pop back out and merge back onto the main road. So when he did that, I ran down a side street. Josh pulled up. I got in the car and Josh walked to the main road to like keep an eye out. And he saw him. And what we watched was the guy then was looking for me and was slowing down at every side street, looking down. And luckily I was already in Josh's car, so he didn't see me. But Josh saw him, got his number plate. And he started to just look down all the side streets. And we went straight to the police and like just told them about what had happened. And they were like, you know, there's not really too much that we can do other than like we'll keep it on file and all that sort of stuff. But it was fucked. And from that point, I have not walked the same route ever again, or like no matter where I've lived, I've changed it up all the time. The times of when I've just tried to be a little bit more spontaneous with it, or like just different. And I am constantly either calling Josh when I'm feeling like that or having 000 just like ready on my phone. And it's just shit. It's so shit. But yeah, it's like,
you know, what's fucked to think about that is like, was he waiting for you to go down a side street?
I actually have no doubt that that is what happening. Cause the way that he was looping and watching me and then slowing down, and he only slowed down when he was passing me. Like it was quite obviously watching me, and the way that he slowed down at every side street when he didn't have me in his sight anymore was terrifying. Like
I've heard you tell that story before and it's still gives me like goosebumps. Yes. It's just like, it's so fucked that like we have to think about, like, I do wonder, like, for anyone that's listening, that's a guy, like, do you feel, I just don't think that.
Don't even think about
exactly
it.
Exactly. As much. And obviously there's still like, if you're walking late at night, like there's obviously risk, like there is for guys, like especially like when people have been drinking and like there's punches and things like that. But in terms of like living your everyday, going for a run, going for a walk.
This was like 10 a.m.
We just want to go for a walk or we just want to go for a run. And I was thinking about this when I was away over kind of Christmas time. We were staying near this really beautiful national park. Mm. And the first day I went out for a run, I went into this trail and I was like, oh, this is just so beautiful, like, you know, it's all green. And then within like 10 seconds, and it's actually also something I think a lot about when I'm running, I was like, I need to get off this trail right now, because if there's someone in here waiting anyway with a weapon, like what are you meant to do anyway? And so I then, like, I thought about it and it was on my mind. It was one of those things that was like, don't let this fear or this anxiety stop you from enjoying like your run and your life and experiencing this beautiful track. Like, what are you going to do? Go run on the main road? Like that was the other choice, which would be a run that I would still enjoy, but I would not enjoy as much at all.
Yeah. And you'd so probably also be a different kind of scared. You'd be like, I'm running along because it's would
we hit by road, exactly. Hit by a car. Yeah. Yeah. It's not a great.
Those beach roads.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm going back and forth in my head and I'm like, don't let this anxiety overtake you. Like, don't let this stop you from, but then I was like, hang on, this is not because I am a warrior, but this is valid. Like my worrying is validated. Like, it's like, this is
preparing you.
Exactly. But it's also like, this is reality. Yeah. And so then I ended up, like, I went and then Dalton had gone for a run at the same time. We didn't run together. We're not running together anymore because it's better for our marriage. We have that time to ourselves. But he came back. I mean, apart from the fact he had a huge fall on the trail, he didn't for a second think about, oh, maybe I should detour. He ran on the trail the whole time. He'd never run on it before. He didn't think about it. He was fine. Like that was what. But for me, I had gone in, then be like, oh, no. And then I went back out and then I ended up running on the road for the rest of my run.
Mm.
And then when I did, later in the week when I did run on that trail, it was when I knew Dalton was also on it, but like running the same, maybe like 2 minutes apart from me, or I had given my my location to him so he could track me the entire time.
Mm. Yeah.
It just sucks. Like we just want to go for a run. We just want to go for a walk and we don't want to feel, oh, and I just, yeah, it's just, it sucks.
Yeah. 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 Anyway, so it's like there's those things, sending your location, planning out your route, telling someone about it. It's up to you, what you do. And I mean, even for me, like I deliberately, like my headphones have the option to be,
non-noise canceling.
Yeah. I do not have noise canceling. Like I can't even, most of the time, actually, if I'm going for like a free run sometimes and just like doing my own thing or a walk, I won't have any headphones in at all. And it's just cause I feel like I'm more aware that way, but I turn it right down. And it's just, it's just because I want to be more aware of my surroundings. And it's just like that thought does pass your mind so exactly. much. So just be wary and be safe. And it's shit. I wish we could like give you something to like not feel that way anymore, but know that it's just your bodily response to something that unfortunately we have learned is a reality in our lives.
100%. And I think one more thing in terms of safety is just if you are using running tracking apps, if it's Kick, if it's Strava, whatever it is, sharing your, so on Kick, obviously, if unless you screenshot the run and then put it on your Instagram, which some people do, it's sharing your route if it's, you start at your house, it's quite dangerous.
Yep.
So don't recommend doing that. And then if you are using something like Strava where a lot of people share their routes within the app, that is something that you can, there's an option, I think, to make it private. So you can't either make yourself private or you cannot show where you start and your stop, but sharing your running route is not the safest thing to do. So I think unless it's like you're driving away, you go on a run club, whatever, with all these people around an area, not where you live, fine. But I think it's just really important to consider that as well.
Change of topic. Someone posted in the KickPod community group asking for advice on how to get over a breakup. And I mean, I do remember as well from my history of breakups, it, regardless of whether you've been the one that's been broken up with or you've broken up with, it's a shocking feeling. And often you're kind of left wondering all of these things and you don't really know how to get out of that space and you want to just feel like yourself again and you just want to be happy again and you just wonder how on earth is that possible. And it's kind of like you have to grieve your life with that person in a way. Some people are able to like stay friends and that's amazing. I don't think I've been able to do that ever. When I think about it,
I think it's quite rare now.
Yeah.
I think at the start it's like we'll stay friends, but then until someone gets a partner, then it becomes a little bit difficult.
So true.
And I think the other thing with breakups too, that it just makes it so tough. If it has been a longer term relationship, like if you've been together with your partner for like 6 years or something.
Might have the same friends.
Exactly. But then also you've had 6 years of your life with your partner being a part of your life. Yeah. Like they're a habit in your, routine. All of your habits, all of your routine. They're a part of every single part of that. And even if you're over them, maybe per se, missing them, that again, because totally we've spoken about this so much. When you break up with someone and you don't see them again, it's such a – you go from being best friends, or maybe not always, but often best friends and like lovers, and then you don't talk again. And it is the most jarring, but it is obviously it is important, as you said, because sometimes if you try to stay friends, it can make it even harder and then you stay connected to them. But it is such a hard thing. And I think back to my last breakup and I still will every now and then think of that person and be like, oh, I miss them. Like, I wonder what they're doing. And that's been like 8 years and I'm now married and obviously I'm super happy in my marriage, but it's like, I'll still every now and then I have thought I'd be like, oh, I really miss that person. Like, I hope they're well.
Yeah.
And those thoughts have become fewer and far between.
Yeah.
But for like 2 years, I didn't go anywhere near anything that we used to do together because I would just miss that person so much.
Yeah. It's really interesting too, because my last breakup, like I feel the same way, but my last breakup, like he was cheating on me and like it didn't end well, but I still have those feelings or I still think back to like happy moments and like our friendship and things that I do miss and stuff like that. Again, as you said, it's few and far between now, but I think it's just, you're so right. They're in your life. They're so prominent in your life. It is no doubt why we miss them and why it's hard to get over them. So we know that everyone's really different in how they deal with things as well. So we wanted to kind of share anything that we've done in the past, but also we wanted to reach out to you guys and for you, the community, to share what you've done to either get yourself or help your friends out of, I'm going to call it a rut, but like it is kind of a rut when you feel like you're in that zone. Oh,
when you are in deep breakup, you don't think it's ever going to be okay.
True,
you think you were going to live in this for the rest of your life. And I think the one thing that really helped me with thinking through breakups and getting over them as well, or helping to, was around the psychology of how we remember things. We remember relationships. We remember the good parts of it. Like if you think back to like, even if I think back to like partners before my last long-term relationship.
I can think of some shockers.
Yeah, exactly. But you will remember the good parts of that. Yeah. You forget like the shitter parts or like the in-between parts. You remember the end.
Yeah.
But then you also remember like the good parts. And then you start to romanticize over this thing that you've then rewritten your memory about.
Yeah.
And you think that's what it was. And it wasn't.
Yeah. It's even funny because even some of my like maybe most regretful partners that I've had in my life, I still would get defensive if one of my friends brought up, like, I don't know how the fuck you dated them. I'll be like, well, you know, and I'll try and like have reasons for it.
He drove me to 7-Eleven to buy the condom. At least he drove me there.
I love that he knew exactly who I was talking about.
Was that the one?
Yeah, 100%.
But like, at least he drove you to 7-Eleven and then parked out the front and said, go buy the condom. Yeah. Like, he could have made you walk.
100%.
That's not where our standards are.
You remember these things. And I mean, it's just... Anyway, it's hard. It's really hard. And for me, all I've just remembered like different ways is surrounding myself with girlfriends that are going to just distract me and that I can just have a bit of fun with. And it's just trying to pick up new habits. Sometimes you kind of just need to find something else to do, maybe in the time that you would have been seeing them or whatever. And obviously, if you're breaking up with a partner that you live with, that's like, that's a whole nother story. I'm talking about breakups, you know, from when I wasn't living with them. Basically, since I've lived alone out of home, I've been with Josh, so I haven't had to deal with that. So we've asked you guys to share in some different things. And some of these I absolutely...
They're so good.
Oh,
like, you delivered the goods, everyone.
You really did. Okay, this one is actually... I did this as well, and I think it's great. Unfollowing them and their family or friends on social media, out of sight, out of mind. And I really like this one because sometimes... Like you feel you like question. It's like, oh no, but I kind of want to know. I just think in that time, you just got to do it. Whether you refollow them, like I refollowed my ex-boyfriend years later and like had him back on Facebook years later. And I'm okay with seeing what he's up to in his life now because I'm over it. But in that time, God, that would have been
especially
so hard.
If you are wanting to get back together and then you might like.
Yes. And which
like,
I was.
Oh my God. Is he watching my story? And then you're like monitoring your checking and like one and then you like watch their story and then you like they might be at a cafe and you then overthink this entire and be, like make this story in your head of like, oh my God, they're obviously doing this and it just consumes your whole.
Yeah.
And they might watch your story and you might think, oh my God, you know, maybe they are interested in me. But it's like, no, how many times do you like aimless like watch stories and don't even look at them or like just because someone's we make all these stories
so
up.
True.
And what we think things mean. And social media really makes us do that. So
oh,
I think 100%. That's great. I think that's great advice.
100%. Next one is feeling all the feelings and sitting in them. If I wanted to cry, I cried and it eventually got easier. And that is such a good, it's so good. If you need to cry, have a cry.
100% because it is
make space
hard.
For it.
And this is, I know this advice and this is like the most annoying thing that people said to me when I was in breakup. That time heals everything, but it does.
It does.
And it's okay to cry and be in the moment 100%. Mm. Okay, I love this one. Move to a different state to avoid contact. I mean,
extreme.
You go. If you can do that, that's amazing because then you're not reminded of them anymore.
Oh, you'll like this one, Laws. Running a half marathon.
Do you know what I love about this? So I think sometimes when we break up with someone and our lives are very intertwined and we also become a little bit possibly become reliant on that person for our confidence, for our like safe zone, all of these things. Doing something like running, it might not be running, it might be, I don't know, joining dance or whatever it might be. But with running, for example, it's something that pushes yourself out of your comfort zone. You need to train for it to do a half marathon or something. You have to have a plan.
Mm.
You have to schedule that in.
Yeah.
You have to show up for yourself. And it's this amazing kind of feeling.
Distraction.
Distraction, but also showing, proving to yourself that I can do this alone.
Yeah.
They're not helping you do the half marathon. Yeah. You are doing it. It is hard. You are showing yourself that you can do something that's really hard and get through it. And then I feel like you can then translate that into
for sure.
I did this half marathon. I feel so empowered and amazing. I'm not thinking about this person anymore because I did this by myself and I'm okay alone.
Mm. And it is so true. And that one came through quite a few times. So it obviously works for some people. Okay. This one I really loved. Knowing that you are always on time for your own life. I love that because I think we worry when things like a breakup happens in life that it is such a scary milestone that's going to take us off track or whatever. But really, it's just like what was meant to happen and was always meant to happen. And it's hard to think like that in the moment because especially if you didn't want it to happen. But I really love that sentiment to just know things are working out and things are rolling out how they're meant to.
I agree. Oh my God, ate a massive donut. I love it. If you could love the wrong person so much, imagine how much you'll love the right one.
That's so sweet.
That is beautiful. Oh, this is, do you know what? I love this. Get under someone to get over someone.
I mean, it's...
Use protection though, obviously.
I'm going to say I maybe not get under, but I did that. I moved on pretty quickly. That was one way I got over breakups, was moving on pretty quickly. Because yeah. I'm a relationships person.
Even if it's just
even if it's
like
not,
a,
even if
it doesn't have to be another relationship
with someone, you know.
I think it's also important to, if you can, to have time by yourself.
Yeah,
and I know we both sit here like we really haven't done that, but if you can, it is especially for sure. If you've got, especially in like your late 20s and 30s, when you have your own life, like you possibly don't live at home anymore.
Yeah.
And you can just enjoy that without having to do what someone else wants to do.
I agree.
Get to know yourself before you then go back out there.
I think I totally agree, because I remember when I was living in New York, and so Josh and I were together at that point, but we were like trying to give each other space, and me particularly, because I was like trying to get into a routine over there and everything like that. And so I feel like that time, although I was romantically involved with someone, allowed me to kind of have that space, because I wasn't seeing him or whatever, and I was in my own routine and doing it, and I grew so much in that time. So I would totally agree with that, if you can explore yourself and be alone at some point in your life. Okay. My therapist gave me an exercise to list 100 things I love about myself, since my self-worth was so low. I came up with 120.
That's awesome.
I love.
Well, this one's random. Spent 20K on a horse. Oops. I don't know.
Well, you know what? A horse takes up a fuckload of time. It's a big responsibility.
You
so.
Bought the cash. Delete all photos, get rid of their stuff 100%. Again, yeah. Same as social media. It's like a reminder. Oh, not going to lie. The 0 to 5 kilometer run
that
challenge.
That is so sweet. Oh, thank you. Okay. Talk to people about it. Don't bottle it up. Absolutely. Letting my mum take care of me and really letting her help me through it. That's lovely.
I love that. And lastly, Tinder. Yeah. And found my hubby there. Go you.
Woohoo.
Amazing. Thank you, everyone. They were fantastic. They were really good.
If you're going through a breakup right now, we're sending lots of love. Just know that you'll get through it. And our community is here for you if you ever want to talk about it. That kind of thing comes up in our community all the time. Whether you feel open to sharing in Kick Pod or our Kick Facebook group, relationships, everyone can relate to what you're going through. So feel free to share and reach out if you need some support.
What is it time for? What is it time for? Special share.
Pussy. Oh, whispering again. Whispering. Steffi, what have you got for us to share?
Okay. One of my favorite podcasts, Call Her Daddy, Alex Cooper. She has some like really great conversations with celebrities. And the one that recently came out, which I'm obsessed with, is Megan Fox. Now, I have had a soft spot for Megan Fox literally since I can remember. I used to have her posters on my wall. I just think she's incredible. And I love how unique she is and how much she just doesn't give a fuck what people think about her. But in this podcast, she opens up a lot, which I've heard her talk about in different interviews before, but not to this depth. Alex has a really good way of making these people feel super comfortable to just basically talk like they're talking to a friend. And I really loved learning a lot more about like her childhood and even just like her relationship with her body and how it became super sexualized, and she was like a sex symbol and like what that meant to her and all that sort of stuff. So if you're interested in learning more background on Megan Fox, or you're just a fan in general, like highly, highly recommend that episode.
Amazing. Hmm. Thank you.
What's yours?
Okay. So mine's actually a post that Dan Kennedy did. So Dan Kennedy is our master trainer at Kick. His Instagram is DJK Fitness. He's awesome. He's a very, very special,
very special human being.
And he did this post the other day. Danny is someone who works. He's one of the hardest workers I've ever met in my entire life. He's so dedicated. He showed up for himself. He commits. Mm. He's not afraid of failure, which I admire very much. And he also openly is something. He does something like in terms of work, like he might launch something and it doesn't work. He'll share it and he just owns it. And I think it's really,
he's good, like
fearless. It's really awesome. So what this post, Danny said, when I first started podcasting, I was horrible. I scripted my episodes. When I had a guest, it was more like 20 questions or Q&A, and I didn't have the skill sets necessary to build a big audience yet. But what do you expect? When you start anything new, you're going to be shit, and that's okay. Fast forward a few years, And we've surpassed 500 episodes, 7 million downloads, and I've had the opportunity to sit with guests I never thought would be possible, along with impacting people daily through my episodes. When I started PT, I was lacking confidence and experience, but you can only build that by taking action and educating yourself. Fast forward to today, and I've worked with professional athletes, people I once idolized, celebrities, the hockey community, and thousands of my own clients in personal and online, which continues to grow daily, all because I did the thing. The same thing applies for starting to offer my coaching in the world of mindset and personal development. Today, I've worked with almost 100 clients on their mindset and have been able to secure work with professional athletes and top performers who see enough value in what I do to go out of their way to seek my advice. When you start something new or finally break through your comfort zone to do what truly lights you up, no matter how much you love what you do, you can still feel a sense of imposter syndrome or a huge lack of confidence. That's normal. But don't let the decision to continually put off doing what you love out of the fear of failure or rejection hold you back. You owe it to yourself to take the leap and go all in.
I love that.
I couldn't like it enough. Yeah. It's just a reminder again. I know we speak about this a lot, but we're never going to stop speaking about this because it is so important. When we start something, we are not going to be perfect at it.
Yeah, don't expect to.
When we started this podcast, it was the same thing. It was like we would have this question. We'd only do Q&A mainly. We would have this question list and it wouldn't be a conversation. It was like just question, answer. Yeah.
Something went off track. We were like,
what do we do? Exactly. And we would pause and there'd be, you know, but we have grown. Mm. And now 5 years on, we're much better at it than when we first started, but we had to start and we're not going to be perfect when we start things. And I think we put this expectation on ourselves that, oh, I'm just not going to be good at it, so I'm going to try it. Mm. And we can't live our lives like that, right? Like, you just have to start. Mm. And I just think Danny's, like, dedication, the way he lives his life, but also he's those words are so powerful. Yeah. So, yeah, I wanted to share that.
Love. Thank you. Well, thank you guys for listening. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. As always, if you want to get involved in the Kick Pod, at Kick Pod on Insta, and you can find our Facebook group. We would love to hear your opinions on things we've shared, maybe suggestions of episode topics, or you just might want to reach out to the community and have a chat. So we'd love to see you in there. This Wednesday's episode is a Kick Bump episode with myself and an early childhood consultant, Catherine, and it's all about kids starting kindergarten, all of the benefits of it, everything you need to know. I loved it, and I hope you guys do too.
Thanks, guys. Bye.